This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
306 DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday. Kind of cold, blustery, gloomy day out there, but just keep thinking about Dave Murray won't say it, but I'll say it. It's going to be 75 degrees next week.
Boy, it sure looks like it.
Yep.
Those weather apps are saying it.
That's right. Me and the weather apps.
Multiple days in the 70s.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of weather and Dave Murray, we're so privileged to get that forecast from Dave Murray every single day. And he said yesterday, there's going to be snow tomorrow. At times, visibility is going to be bad. Mm-hmm. And this morning, I get up and I look out the window and go, oh, it snowed. Like, why am I so dumb? He just told me that.
I had forgotten. I got up and I was like, bleh. Oh, yeah. That's right. He did say that was coming.
Like, I should have been expecting this instead of being so surprised.
I love lists like this. The list of old person habits that young people have adopted because they actually think it's a really good idea.
All right.
Okay.
Complaining about young people.
Well, every generation has done it since the dawn of man, so.
Wearing those straps in your glasses so that you can wear them around your neck when you're not using them.
No, I don't have glasses.
They've made those quite stylish nowadays.
Have they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get cute ones.
Like a glasses chain?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Quite stylish.
Having a box of tissues in every room. I haven't done that yet.
Hmm. No, they're just in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't even have tissues.
Unless you're sick, then you put them next to you. But yeah,
I have them in every room.
In every room?
Yep.
Nice. Are they all puffs with lotion?
Yep.
You're rich.
Okay, billionaire.
Just good to have them.
Okay, Elon. Dang.
Lowering the volume while you're parallel parking.
Well, that's not an old person thing. That's just a common sense thing.
That's just safety.
That helps you drive.
What? Yep. Why would you do that?
Because it helps you drive.
That way you can, I mean, if you really want to game it out, it's so that you could hear if maybe there's a gentle scrape or a slight bumping, or if maybe somebody's going, ah, stop!
Okay. It just helps me focus.
Same.
Having a plastic bag full of other plastic bags, because you never know when you're going to need a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of a... Like, you go shopping and you end up with, like, five or six of them or whatever, and you just kind of throw them all in one. Yeah, I mean, like...
I got it. I mean, anybody who's seen my desk knows I got to have plastic bags.
Having paper printouts of stuff like vacation itineraries, even though everything's on your phone.
Nope.
No, I don't do that.
Buying pill organizers on Amazon.
Yes.
I guess I don't take that many pills that I need to organize
them. Yeah, I haven't
them.
Bought one of those yet.
That was one of my... I said this last year. It was one of my first real old guy things.
that I was sitting there watching TV and an ad came on for one of those. And I'm like, well, that looks like it would really be helpful.
Did you get one?
No, of course not.
They're great.
I can't really picture you like sitting down once a week and organizing the pills, Dave.
No. No, I take all mine regularly.
If I'm going to do that, I can just do it day by day then, right?
I don't know.
Although some people have them where you take them like some days and not other days and all that. Mine are just, you just take them all the time.
I'm huge on this one, using closed captioning on everything you watch.
I hate that.
Love it.
Love it.
I got to have the closed captioning.
I think it's Apple or some one of the apps. It defaults to that every time. Like, no, you should have to put that on. That shouldn't be there automatically if you don't want it.
You're talking to the wrong people.
Yeah.
Using lap blankets and heated blankets. This is like a list about me.
It's like we're doing Dave things.
Yeah.
These are a few of Dave's favorite things.
Blankies are a must.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing beanies. No.
And goatees.
Eating early dinners.
Yeah, I eat dinner pretty
early. Yeah, we kind of, I mean, like on a normal day, we kind of would, I don't know, what's early? Like what counts as early?
5.
Yeah, I mean, we're more of a 5:30, but when we go out to eat, 5 o'clock.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because that, you're going to beat the rush.
Ooh, I have a dinner reservation in a couple of weeks for 9:30.
In the morning?
In the nighttime.
So that'll be your second dinner. Because there's no way I'm going from lunch to that.
I would dread it. The whole time.
It's a good restaurant, so it's worth it. But like, if it was just like a regular place, I'd be like, nah, we'll just eat at home. But it's going to be fun. So
I know she's 20, but Phoebe and her friends go out at like 9:30 or 10.
Oh, I mean, I'll still do that.
You still do that?
Yeah, but not, I mean, it's not like all the time, like when I was in college. But
you
going
clubbing? What are you doing?
I don't know. When you go to concerts, you're the main act's not going on until 9.
Which is why I don't go to concerts.
I used to stay home on Saturday nights until Weekend Update hit on SNL.
Then you go.
Then I would start getting ready to go out to the bar.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're open that late?
They're open that late.
That's crazy.
Especially on Illinois side.
Yeah.
They're open a little later than here in the city.
Be like, you know, it'll be a good idea. Right at the end of SNL, let's go to South Beach. we did that all the time.
The only time I've ever done that is when I played in the band.
Yeah.
Which I had to play until 1 in the morning, so I, you know me, sneak out early. It was pretty tough to sneak out when you're the lead singer.
When you're on stage in front of everyone.
He was the reason they invented those holograms.
Yes. I should have just hired a body double. Everyone who goes to a hockey game looks like me anyway. Then I would go to White Castle, and as I've said, it was critically important to me that the person taking my order know that I'm not drunk. Because I'm sure everyone was drunk belligerent, and I was like, top of the morning.
Yeah, I'll be your best friend.
Yes.
Enunciating.
Oh, I heard something interesting today from a younger person, speaking of age and generations. You know, when you're texting, and I guess Snapchatting, I don't have Snapchat, but there's the little dots. I can tell you're typing.
Yeah.
That it's a new move, a power move, for me to leave you hanging. Like, I just start typing anything, and you see that I'm typing, and then I stop. And then it, like, intrigues people, like, well, what were you going to say? But then they don't know, do they go, what were you going to say? Because then they've lost ground in the power struggle, because they're supposed to be like, I don't care whether you send me something or not. You feeling me? Like, that's a power
move. So people actually, like, look at the dots and wait for it?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't like stuff like that. I don't like red receipts or any of the power dynamic stuff. Mm-hmm. Recently, there was some phone update to where it was showing me, because Kurt has a Android and I have an iPhone. So it's not the same as iMessage. Like, it doesn't say delivered or anything. But there was this update that was showing me, like, oh, he read my text message. And I said, you should turn that off. Like, I don't want to know. I don't want to be, like, obsessed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I asked you a question, you read it, and you didn't answer me.
Yeah. Butt hurt for no reason.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Because people get busy, and it's like, I don't want to play that game with myself all the time where I'm worried about it. But yeah, the whole, like, I'm going to intentionally start typing and then stop. That's evil. I'm sorry, but that's not okay.
No, it's not.
No, you're a weirdo if you're doing that to someone you know.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if you were doing it to, like, I don't know, like a, I don't know, who would it be good to do to? Like a rude boss or something? You want to play a little?
The other person has to care. That's the thing.
That's a good point. Yeah. But you shouldn't do that to like a friend or a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife.
You know what a weird thought I had last night?
I would do it to my brother, though.
It's relatively recently in the scope of humanity. You know, we've been around about 250,000 years as modern human beings, Homo sapiens sapiens. Think about all the hundreds of thousands of years that we really didn't see our own face.
Like, yeah.
Maybe looking in the still pond and you're like...
Did you see the same TikTok I saw?
No.
Oh, somebody actually did a video about that. Like, we wish we weren't supposed to see ourselves this much.
Oh. Mm.
Like, it wasn't really like the way it was.
Yeah.
And the only time you would see yourself is like in the reflection of a pond or something.
Well, I thought of it because...
Way back.
I was looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, God. And I'm like, wouldn't it be nice if you just didn't have to do this? And I thought, well, that's how it was. You could just have a fantasy in your head of what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
Until you got to a pond.
You thought you're the most handsome guy in the world.
And then you get to the pond, you're like, oh!
But the pond would give you like...
Be like wavy.
It could be a little bit, unless it's super still.
Got a little wiggle room in there.
Yeah, you could like lean a little and be like, yeah, all right.
Do you like looking at yourself, Rach?
No, not really.
No?
No. I'm not a fan of the way I look.
Not a fan of yourself?
No.
Yeah, I did a psycho thing the other day. Because you know how I'm always saying that I'm 10 times better looking when I smile?
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking in the mirror because I was, shaving.
Did you just start smiling at yourself?
Yes. And then I'm like, what a freak. Stop it. Like,
that's great.
Like that's literally out of a horror movie or something. James Gum.
No, it's not.
Practicing smiling.
You're just like, you weren't practicing. You're just checking your theory.
I was just wanting to see if it was real. I'm like.
This handsome young man.
Well, aren't you sexy? And I went right back to resting bitch face like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, my curse is I think I look better with the RBF than when I smile, but like everyone else is like, what's wrong? What's her problem?
Oh, so you like your RBF?
I don't like it. I like it better than my smile.
Huh.
You know? Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Andrew?
Not to get into it.
No. No, pass.
Pass on looking at yourself?
Yeah. No, thanks. I'm good.
But you have such lovely skin.
Yeah. That doesn't help much.
We need to get you to a doctor.
That's not doing much for me.
You are just, you have not felt good in a month.
Yeah. It's not good.
And with the lighting right now, you look like a vampire.
I do. Yeah. No, this is
looking good.
So what kind of bad do you feel right now? I'm curious. Just like really tired?
Extremely tired. Yeah. Okay. Like I could just get a little sleepy by here in the... There's all this, as you guys have heard, it's really embarrassing, but if I like walk around too much, I start like uncontrollably coughing. That's no fun. Like when I got back from getting from the lunch debacle.
Yeah, you had a coughing fit then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did your doctor tell you when you did the telehealth?
Nothing really. Like he was like, yeah, it's probably some kind of a viral thing. He prescribed some medicine that didn't really do much.
Can you go to the urgent care or anything?
Yeah, maybe I should. I feel okay enough that it's not really been top of mind, like going to like a doctor about it, but this is hanging on for
an annoying amount of time.
Are you sleeping more, less, the same?
I guess the same.
Try more.
Well, I mean, I've been going to sleep earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not like crazy earlier, not like 4 hours earlier, just like, hour and a half.
We're concerned about you.
That's very kind of you. I appreciate that. I'm pretty sure I'm fine. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm fine. I
met you in a restaurant. Do you know why I played this? One, because I love Blondie. Two, because last night on my couch in the zone, I wrote down on my show sheet, I just wish I were as talented as Deborah Harry. No more. No less. Like, I'm not sure exactly what made me think this last night. I'm watching, TikTok videos, and this song came on, and she's incredible, and she's beyond beautiful, and her voice is amazing, and the band is tight. And I thought, that would have been great to be Deborah Harry. She's amazing. She was successful. People love her, but she can probably walk down the street.
Now. Not back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Nick and I always talk about, if we were actors, I swear to God, this is true. If I could be Brad Pitt or Steve Buscemi, give me Buscemi.
Oh, no.
Why? Everyone recognizes him, too.
Because he doesn't have to carry anything on his own, but he is still a scene stealer, and he can take over any movie or series because he's just so great at what he does. I don't know. I just like the middle road.
Okay. But he also probably can't, like, go to the grocery store. Or, like, you know.
Something tells me Steve goes to the grocery store. Yeah. I bet
he has that vibe to him. Didn't he get beat up recently?
He got sucker punched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
In New York.
Oh, that's because that's been a thing in New York.
Yeah.
The run around sucker punch people.
Who would you want to be? Or what level of talent?
Ooh, good question.
I got to be the guy that can play, like, the superheroes. So I got to be able to play Achilles. I got to be able to play Captain America if I'm going to be one of those guys. I got to be that guy. I'd be the Rock. That's who I got to be.
Oh, God, not the Rock.
No, but like that level. I don't want to be him. I'm just saying, I like him, though. Nah, but we both went to college
together. Yeah, you only like him because you are tied to him.
Right, we're buddies.
Yeah, I just... No.
I would like to be as famous as like a famous YouTuber, because the vast majority of people are going to have no idea who you are, but those YouTubers can make some good money, and all they do is film vlogs and stuff, and it's like, all right, that seems fun. It feels like the like least amount of effort with the most amount of success.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. And like you would be left alone at the grocery store. So
Bebby Cat says, but like, isn't that your level of success, Dave? We all like you, but you're probably not mobbed. Sounds just right. For the most part, other than Denver and Hartford, Illinois.
Yeah. Can't go to Hartford.
For Denver, it's just like as soon as you get off the plane, it's like the Beatles.
It's just crazy.
Dave's like, where's the limo?
It's just crazy.
Get me out of here. Being chased by a bunch of ladies.
I've only been mobbed one time when I didn't want it, and that was when I ripped my groin from its bone, and I was riding my motorcycle back from Branson, and I was miserable, and I was pale, and I was sweating, and I was shaking, and I stopped at a McDonald's in St. James because I needed a soda, and I'm like, well, no one's going to know me here. This is perfect. And I got in line, and someone's like, you're Dave Glover. And then everyone turned, and I didn't realize back on 97.1 that the signal went that far. Suddenly I'm taking pictures with people, and my groin is like slapping on, you know, just like awful. Just awful.
Like, he's a nice guy, but he's awfully pale.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. He's like Doc Holliday.
Yeah. He must have gotten a fight because he was limping.
Brother has scurvy or something.
Why is he bow-legged?
Ricketts.
Andrew, who do you want to be as famous as?
Oh, boy.
You need to leave right now and go to a doctor.
No, I'm good. I would like to be, I super famous. I'd like to try the super famous thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd like
Andrew.
To try the can't leave the house type of deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm with that.
Yeah.
Cause that means you're really big too. Like you've made it, you know, and you got money. You have security dudes.
Look at these two.
Let's go.
Look at these two wannabes.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
335 DGS. It's a gloomy day out there. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
It's cold. Brr.
Yeah, really. It's biting.
Yeah, nice wind, too. We had some wind gusts about 50 miles per hour today. Good stuff.
This morning, 8-ish, when it was really blowing and really snowing and it was just going straight across, like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. The snow, that's what we call snow burst instead of snow flurries. And boy, it was pushing cars and trucks all over the place and reduced visibilities pretty severely for very short periods of time. But it's kind of a neat look this morning.
Yeah, for sure. Do we have any more of that left?
No, most of that is gone. The low pressure's up in Michigan right now. It's pulling away very quickly. So kind of go with a slow clearing process today. There might be a wandering snowflake as far as the evening is concerned, but skies will clear out overnight tonight. It will stay windy most of the night, certainly up through midnight. 29. We're at 33 right now, going 29. So we're not going to drop a heck of a lot. Tomorrow, kind of a mix of clouds and sunshine. It's breezy, but it's not really a windy day. A chilly day, 49. Friday, maybe an early morning rain shower. Temperatures will be above the freezing point on Friday morning. Otherwise, partly sunny and 61. Another little front coming through Friday night, and then the weekend looks good. Sunny skies, 53 on Saturday, sunny and 58 on Sunday. It does look like it will be warmer next week, but there's some conflict of exactly how warm we're going to get.
Dave, when does the real wind die down today, or has it already?
No, it hasn't already. We're still seeing some gusts up to 40. I would think that we'll start to see it drop off 7, 8 o'clock tonight, but it doesn't really drop off until after midnight.
Okay, great. Headline Drach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, a Florida jewelry thief who stole over $700,000 in earrings from Tiffany & Company in Orlando swallowed the evidence before being arrested by the Florida Highway Patrol. Surveillance footage shows the suspect grabbing the earrings and fleeing the store. He has a history of similar robberies and multiple warrants out of Colorado. He remained in custody in Orange County, and it was unclear if he had legal representation. The police are not confirming if the earrings have been recovered, if you know what I'm saying.
How many earrings did he swallow?
I mean, Tiffany is not cheap, so that could have been one pair of earrings.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
But even one pair coming through.
Yeah. Ooh,
ouch. I hope they were studs.
Yeah. Some big diamonds. Yeah. That's kind of...
The worst I heard, something like that, a buddy of mine, long, long time ago, went to a dentist downtown. I remember that. And he was getting a veneer or a fake tooth or something put in. And during the procedure, he swallowed it.
And the dentist was like, well, we know how this is going to go. You need to poop into a tea strainer and bring that tooth back and we'll put her in.
Ooh.
And he's like, yeah, no.
No, we can get a new one.
Yeah, let's
get a new tooth.
She's like, well, I can do that, but it's going to be another $500. So,
well, then pay the $500.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not eating the poop tooth.
What if they could? I mean, what if they're like, look, we're going to sanitize it.
You know, you could probably convince me.
Yeah,
think of the things you put in your mouth.
Yeah. You know, like things go through the dishwasher. Like, that's less of the issue than the actual retrieval.
Yeah.
Like, am I supposed to dig it out?
Who else?
When we're buying a new tooth.
Now, that's customer service.
Yeah. You just bring the whole thing in a bag. We'll take care of that.
There's a tooth in here somewhere.
Stories by Harper Lee are going to appear for the first time in a new collection. Of course, she's the author of To Kill a Mockingbird. The collection will be titled The Land of Sweet Forever, and it's coming out this fall. It includes 8 unreleased stories and nonfiction pieces written by Lee between 1961 and 2006.
See, how do I put this? I have the highest education of anyone I know who did very little. Like, I've not read To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, you've never read it?
I've not read Moby Dick. I've not read many of the classics. Like, I just sort of skated. I don't know how I made it. I just kind of skated through. Like, there's so many things like that that I am aware of, and I would fake it if we were at a happy hour and you said, like, if you read To Kill a Mockingbird, I'd be like, oh.
Cannot believe what that damn mockingbird did.
It changed my life.
Mockingbird,
I'm so
man.
Glad they killed it.
Yeah. It needed some killing.
Man, if any mockingbird ever needed a death, it was that one.
That's a great book. Moby Dick is terrible, though.
Really?
Yeah. That book sucks.
Maybe you read the wrong version.
Which is a real shame, because I love, like, whales and whaling. That stuff really interests me. So I was like, this is going to be a slam dunk. I can't wait to read that book.
How can you love both whales and whaling?
Yeah, that seems to be
a little
bit contradictory there, buddy.
I'm a man of many sides.
He's like, I'm a complicated man of contradictions.
Oh, how I love dogs and dog racing.
I love mockingbirds and the killing of them.
Right, Kraft Heinz is trying its hand at alcohol products. The company is introducing Crystal Light Vodka Seltzers. Its first alcohol product for grocery stores. I like Crystal Light. I like a good vodka seltzer. Looking at the photo, like the mock-ups of these, it just makes me go like, yeah, like they're going to be very sour. Yeah. They're only 70 calories. I mean, maybe I'll try them if I see them at the store, but there's something about them too it's weird to me. I don't know, just because Crystal Light is a way of just like cheating and like making your water, like perking up your water.
Yeah. Have any of those crossover type things where somebody non-alcohol tries to go alcohol, has it ever been good? Because, like, the alcoholic Mountain Dew sucks.
I've only had one alcoholic seltzer in my life. Can you believe that? When I went to KU for Dad's weekend, and that's what they had, and I had one, and it was perfectly drinkable. But to me, outside of the aesthetic, and again, I know it's stupid. Like, men drink these and girls drink this. But outside of that, it's like, how many of these am I going to have to drink to feel anything?
I like the umbrella drinks. Those are good.
I do like the one time I had the Simply Juice. They make a vodka seltzer, and I got that, and that was pretty good.
Was it?
I will say, Wheels, in my experience, any sort of alcoholic soda tastes bad. There's something wrong with it. Like in the can. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Pope is resting after sleeping through the night with a ventilation mask as he battles pneumonia. Ash Wednesday is going on without Pope Francis this year, so we're just keeping an eye on the situation. After nearly 10 years, a polar bear is leaving the St. Louis Zoo in an exchange with the Toledo Zoo and Aquarium. Callie, the 12-year-old polar bear, left this week as a part of a breeding program, so hopefully we get new little baby polar bears out of this. The St. Louis Zoo received twin 2-year-old polar bears, Kalu and Kalik, as part of the exchange. They're not available to see for the public to see just yet, but they will be soon.
It was a trade.
It was a trade, like in baseball.
Look at that.
I wonder if you had to buy one, what they would cost. Like if you purchased one from another zoo, like what's a polar bear go for?
I have no idea.
I've never even thought of it working that way.
Yeah.
Does it work that way?
I don't know. I mean, where do they get them? They don't catch them, do they? I mean,
Zeus by animals.
I think there is some of that going on.
Out there catching polar bears?
Yeah. See, zoos acquire animals through breeding programs, purchasing them, and sometimes capturing them in the wild. So they do buy them. What do those animals cause?
I just got a chill. I just got one of those bad chills where you're like, ugh, like, you know, down your spine.
Like a scary chill? Like someone walking across your grave?
No, just like a, ooh, you can't help but kind of raise your shoulders to your ears there for a second.
Mm.
I'm a big chill getter. Getting ads to buy.
I know. I'm going
to
be like, I'm going to get everyone to get on Twitter and it's going to be like, do you want to buy a tiger?
You're going to get a call from the FBI.
Yeah.
One more story here for headlines. The CEO of Chipotle says the company will absorb any cost increases from tariffs. Thought that was kind of cool. Mm. I mean, that's definitely outside the norm of what you normally hear from these people.
Well, it's a good advertising thing, too. Like, hey, we're not raising prices if other people are.
Absolutely.
Go Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Chipotle.
Is that it?
I could use a burrito. Okay.
I guess that's it.
That was my final story.
Let's go get burritos.
We need to get you a symbol to hit at the end or something like that.
I had to do something on the board and I got distracted.
That's okay. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
351 DGS. On the other side of the top of the hour break, we have Alderperson Ann Schweitzer coming in. So it'd be good to get to know her. Been seeing her on television. She seems impressive. And we'll find out about city politics and get her ideas on national politics and all that kinds of stuff. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. That's all I had.
All right. Good talk.
We're going to wait for Ian to show up.
Good talk, Russ.
10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Good talk, Russ.
I have so many things I'm hesitant to talk about.
Like what?
Let's talk about them. Yeah.
Okay.
Your show.
I know. It's just the kind of thing that can be taken the wrong way. Like, oh, you're saying that blah, blah, blah. But I'll just say it. Since I'm 60, and since I was a little kid, like, I've been learning about third world countries. And everyone's starving and, you know, all this stuff. And so for at least 60 years, aid has been going on. Do I think we should be giving starving people aid? Yes. Do I think that we should be helping people who have dirty water, have clean water? Absolutely. But I think about this now and then, and I'm like, it doesn't seem like they've caught up at all. You know, it's like it seems like they're as bad off as they have been my entire life. And I just wonder, like, why, if that's true, are they not progressing and getting a little better at handling stuff on their own? Does that make sense?
Is it the same places?
I don't know. Again, it's more of a big overall thought that when I see quote unquote third world countries and people, you know, struggling and babies, you know, and malnutrition and stuff, I'm like, why? Why? Is it your government that's terrible? Is it lack of education? Is it warlords? Like what? Is it? Why can't we fix that as opposed to just always sort of putting a Band-Aid on it?
So I'm not educated as well in this topic as I would like to be, but the things that I've understood about it is those are the countries that are often caught in between the powerful countries. And their governments are either poorly run, non-existent, or compromised in some way.
Yeah, corruption.
But there can be business interests that want things to stay a certain way, because people that have business interest in those developing countries can still take advantage of that, but not if the wrong person's in power. So if the people in power aren't good, but they're good to those interests, then those interests protect those people. And it may not be good for the citizens, but it can be good for business. And I know that's not going to describe every situation perfectly, because sometimes it's a lack of clear resources or educational problems or whatever.
I just wonder how many third world countries we have helped to become a second world country.
I think part of the problem, too, is a lot of the goal isn't necessarily to advance them. Sometimes the goal is geopolitical in the sense that if we don't help here and things get worse, this could be a problem for us down the road. Like a problem area in the world for us down the road.
Yeah.
You know, a place where, say, a terrorist organization could take hold or whatever.
It must just be whether it's in our own country and it's, you know, bad neighborhoods or it's other countries. It must be so much harder than I think it must be to make an actual change.
Yeah.
As opposed to just treating the symptoms generation after generation to make an actual change where you're like, that neighborhood no longer needs help. This country no longer needs help. That must be infinitely difficult.
Yeah.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.